On today's show, President Trump's tariffs on imported steel and aluminum will drive up car prices. Uh-oh, sales of pickup trucks are slowing down, but GMC is showing off some really cool features on the all-new Sierra. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Yesterday, President Trump announced plans to slap a 25% tariff on imported steel and a 10% tariff on aluminum. UBS estimates that this will add an additional $300 million in material costs for Ford this year and $200 million for GM. And Cox Automotive estimates it will also increase prices of new cars by $200. And that hit GM, Ford, and FCA where it hurts the most, their stock prices. They all dropped between 3 and 4%. Compounding the bad news is that the seasonally adjusted annual sales rate of new cars dropped below 17 million last month. It's been a long time since we've seen the SAR drop below 17. Fewer than 1.3 million new vehicles were sold, down 2.3% from a year ago. The big news is that the pickup segment, one of the strongest and most profitable in the industry, fell 4.6%. But it was a mixed bag with some trucks up strong and others down a lot. And there was a lot of difference. Altogether, sales of midsize pickups were up 14%, but full-size pickups were down 8%. The other story coming out of these sales numbers was the surprising strength amongst the top luxury brands. Mercedes, BMW, Lexus, Audi, Cadillac, and Porsche all posted double-digit gains. Looks like the wealthy are already spending their tax breaks. But not all luxury brands did well. JLR was down, with Jaguar falling 37%. Infiniti and Genesis also fell. Even so, the luxury segment was up more than 4%. There are warning signs in these numbers. The car market continues to slow down. Pickup trucks are showing their first signs of weakness. And if you're an automaker without a luxury brand, you're feeling more pain than those that do. We'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
GMC showed off the new Sierra yesterday, and it's got a lot of interesting features. It uses an amazing 38 meters of structural adhesives. The prior one only used 4 meters. It also offers a carbon fiber bed, a first in the industry. In all, the Sierra is 360 pounds lighter. GMC showed a short video showing how the carbon fiber bed holds up to concrete blocks being dumped in it, and even a guy hitting it with a sledgehammer. There's also a trick tailgate that can be used in a number of combinations, like a worktop, a bed extender, a step, or even just to let you reach further into the bed. Powertrain options are similar to the Silverado, a reworked 6.2-liter and 5.3-liter V8, a new inline 6-cylinder diesel, and 10-speed transmission. But GMC says it will have something new to announce at the New York show. So maybe a performance version or a hybrid? The interior has been reworked as well and will have a head-up display for the first time. But for some reason, the interior as a whole doesn't feel very upscale to me. The new GMC Sierra goes on sale this fall. And Jaguar is sharing more details about its first fully electric vehicle, the I-PACE. A 90 kilowatt-hour battery pack returns 240 miles of range and can be charged to 80% capacity in 40 minutes using a fast charger. Two electric motors, one mounted in the front and one in the rear, provide all-wheel drive and 0 to 60 acceleration in 4.5 seconds. The I-PACE is the first Jaguar to get the automaker's new infotainment system, which uses a pair of touchscreens and now has over-the-air updates capability. The EV went on sale in the UK yesterday with a starting price of about £63,500, not including incentives. It goes on sale in the US in the second half of this year, with pricing to be announced in just a few days. Coming up next, we'll take you on a walk around of the new Volvo XC40.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
John was recently on the media launch of the new Volvo XC40, and here are some of the highlights he found.
I want to take you on a quick little walk around of the all-new Volvo XC40. You're going to have to excuse the fact that this is filthy dirty because it's been out on the road, but very important vehicle for Volvo. This is on their new architecture, what they call their CMA or compact modular architecture. It's a smaller vehicle than the XC90 or the XC60, hence the new architecture on it. But there's some very interesting styling details, starting out with this little Swedish flag that juts out from under the cut line on the hood. Yes, Volvo is owned by a Chinese company. Yes, this XC40 happens to be made in Belgium, but they want everybody to remember that the heart of every Volvo is Scandinavian. Notice too how they've sculpted out or scalloped out the bottom parts of the doors just so that there's less mass. It makes the vehicle look lighter. And you'll see this kick-up panel that's really accentuated. You see everyone doing it these days. They call it the shark fin. But what really makes it look like a shark fin is that the roof on this model, and this is the R version, the high performance one, has been blacked out. You can get a black roof, or you can get a white roof, or you can just get a body color roof. But it really helps differentiate the vehicle. And I think there's 16 different combinations of colors and white and black roofs that you can get. And check out the back here too. They've done some very nice things and how you can store things in the back. They've built a lot of versatility into this. So you've got a nice flat floor here, but you can pick this up, store things behind it that are not going to be rolling around, put other things down here. I really like what they've done in that regard. Let's talk about getting in and out of the car, starting with the back seat here. Egress, ingress, pretty good. I've got decent amount of leg room here, but if you're 6 foot, your knees might be up against the seat. There's a reasonably good amount of thigh support too, so on long trips, it's not going to be that bad. In the front, very interesting what they've done here is they've taken the speakers out of the door, and now they've got these giant door pockets. You can accommodate a laptop in there. Again, as I mentioned, this is the high-performance R model, so you've got this nice contrast of red and white. And they flock the entire thing inside. So there's soft material. If you put pens or coins or whatever, you're not going to hear them rattling around. I also like how they've scalloped out part of the doors here and have this very nice pattern. In fact, as you look into the interior, you'll see that there's no wood trim whatsoever. They've got contrasting stitching. They've got this orange reddish kind of offset that really sets the car apart. And I want to show you some things under the hood as well. Check out the engine cover that they've got here. I mean, every engine these days has a plastic cover, but this isn't plastic. This is a soft material. I've never seen anybody do anything quite like this before, and they must be doing it this way to really hold down the engine noise, tamp it down with the soft material. One other thing that I found very curious is the battery is actually held down with this strap. So very unusual. I've never seen a car company use a battery strap. I know this has been a very quick walk around of the XC40, but it gives you an idea of what the vehicle's about and points out some of the highlights. Pricing-wise, they start a little over $34,000. This is the R version. This one starts a little over $36,000. You can easily price these things well over $40,000. They go on sale in the second quarter in the United States, and it's a very important addition to Volvo's lineup.
Well, that brings us to the end of this week's Autoline Dailies. Thank you for watching, and please join us right back here again on Monday.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details, and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.